Good morning. My guest this morning is Mark Therrington from the Cloverdale Arts Alliance. Good morning, Mark.
Ah, thank you for having me.
Well, Cloverdale's Friday Night Live at the Plaza. It sounds like you've been doing some great stuff. I'm looking at your brochure, and all through the months of June and July, you've been having some incredible performers. Can you go over some of the ones that particularly stick in your memory?
Well, actually, just last Friday, we had John Cleary and the Monster Gentleman, and John is a New Orleans funk piano player, and he won a Grammy this year. So I've been trying to get him for 3 years, and just as luck would have it, we finally got him the year that he won a Grammy. So we had him, and then we had Sonoma County Band, the Pulsators, opened up. So that was a great double bill.
So you've got several New Orleans related bands. Sounds like will Cloverdale be the New Orleans of Northern California?
I doubt that. I just think what you can see there is what one of my preferences in musical styles is.
Well, what is it like to be on the Plaza Friday at 6 p.m.?
Well, it's a family friendly atmosphere. There's a farmer's market happening right next to the Plaza that has a number of food vendors. There's jumpy castles and rock climbing walls and farmers selling produce and cotton candy vendors and all kinds of stuff. There's families milling around. And then at 7 o'clock, the music starts in the Plaza. And we get usually a couple thousand people down. It's a nice crowd. Kind of the best of small town Americana is what I call it.
Uh-huh. So the music always starts about 7?
The music starts at 7. The farmer's market starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm looking at the bill of fare for August, and once again, New Orleans appears in the form of one of the most popular and famous New Orleans entertainers, Beausoleil Avec, Michael Doucet. Amazing. He is just wonderful.
Yeah, it's very excited for that show.
I think you're going to have to stretch the Plaza out a little bit to accommodate that.
You see, we do offer diverse types of music, though. We have Beausoleil, which is going to be like a Cajun band. John Cleary is also from New Orleans, but it's not anything
different
as far as
entirely.
The styles are completely different. Yeah, and that's one of the things we try to do is offer a very diverse lineup of different musical styles.
Talk a little about the other performers for August.
Well, coming up this Friday on August the 5th, we have Cody Canada and The Departed. And I don't know if you're familiar with Cross Canadian Ragweed. It's a country rock band from Oklahoma. I think they call it the Red Dirt Country sound.
Uh-huh.
And Cody Canada was the lead singer for that band. They sold over 1 million albums. So he's now out on his own, touring with his own band, and that's going to be a country rock. And Cloverdale and Sonoma County loves country rock, so we usually try to do something in that vein at least once and usually twice during the summer.
And then I see a group called Mingo Fish Trap, a great name for a group.
Yeah, Mingo Fish Trap rocks, man. They are awesome. We had them a couple of years ago, and they were one of the favorite bands that I've ever had at Friday Night Live. It's out of Austin, Texas. They call it Austin, Texas Soul. But it's like a big band. They have a horn section. Roger Blevins is the lead singer, has a really, really soulful, funky voice. And they rock. They are guaranteed to have a good time if you come and check that show out.
So then Beausoleil on the 19th and La Misa Negra on the 26th.
La Misa Negra, yeah. It's an Afro-Colombian band out of East Bay. Really a band that's almost impossible not to dance to if you come and see them.
And then a special finale that you're not talking about.
No, actually, when this brochure was printed, we couldn't tell who that artist was.
Oh,
we
you
can
know
now.
Him. Okay.
Yeah, it's Ruthie Foster. Are you familiar with Ruthie?
Yes,
Gospel
I am.
Blues,
uh-huh.
Out of Austin, Texas.
Right.
And she was playing at the Kate Wolf Music Festival, and that was
perfect.
June 20th or something like that. So as soon as that event was over, we were able to announce it.
Well, it looks like a great year for Cloverdale. For information, you can certainly call CloverdaleArtsAlliance.org.
Correct.
On the telephone, 894-4410. And they'll tell you all about it.
Yes. And if you go to our website, there's a lot of information on all the bands.
Great. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.